This hour of the Armed American Radio podcast is being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. This incredible organization is doing the behind-the-scenes work on behalf of our Second Amendment freedoms, filing the lawsuits around the nation that defend against the incredible withering assault on our constitutional right to bear arms. If it weren't for the Second Amendment Foundation and the incredible work they do, the landscape of our gun rights in this country would be vastly different. Visit them and help us defend freedom from the Bloomberg machine that is dumping millions into the effort to strip you of your rights. Visit the Second Amendment Foundation at saf.org. That's saf.org. Now is the time. We need your help. saf.org to do your part fighting for the freedoms that we enjoy today. Enjoy the program, and I'll see you on the radio.
Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In a squeaky studio chair today. You're probably going to hear that during the show. You hear a little bit of squeaking in my chair here. Get some WD-40 to fix that stuff. Welcome to the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. A little squeaky today. If you hear it, laugh. I will. Probably crack me up about halfway through the program today. Huge show today. First, WEBJ, 1240 AM, Mobile, Alabama, Pensacola, Florida. I never give enough shout-outs to the new station affiliates around the country. WDDQ, 92.1 FM, Albany, Georgia. Welcome to the show. KJMT, 97.1 FM. That was mistakenly listed as Pine Bluff / Little Rock, Arkansas. It should be Mountain Home, Arkansas. Mountain Home is joining us for the show. Have been for a number of years and doing it for another year. Thanks to those guys. WNNG, 99.9 FM in Macon. KNNS, 1510 AM, Wichita, Hutchinson, Kansas. Welcome to the show. KERV, 1230 AM, Kerrville, San Antonio, Texas. Great to have you with us. 3WI, WWWI, 1270 AM, Baxter, Minnesota. We'll be up there in just a couple weeks. I'll be talking about that in a few minutes. KVNT, of course, 1020 AM, Anchorage, and KVNT, 92.1 FM, Anchorage, Alaska. Gave you guys a couple big shouts over the past couple weeks. Great to have you here. Huge lineup today. Evan Knappen will be with me. Evan, of course, is Shanine Allen's attorney, the young lady caught in the crossfire in New Jersey. Long discussion today about that. We're going to give you all of the information you need to know and how we can help her. Libertarian U.S. congressional candidate, Colorado's 4th District, Jess Loban, will be here. Some questions for Jess. Looking forward to welcoming him to the show for the first time. Frank Jack Flamingo from New Jersey's Second Amendment Society, along with Armed American Radio's Washington editor, Washington, D.C. editor, Neil McCabe, will be here. Mexican immigrant Alberto Gutierrez, emailer from last week. Remember him? I'll read his email. We'll bring him to the show. David Kodria will be here, and more. Maybe get some of your emails in as well if we can fit them in. But for the remainder of this segment, AAR's regular contributor and founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, Alan Gottlieb, joins me to bring us up to speed on whatever he wants, because he does more for your gun rights in his sleep than all of us combined during our waking hours. Alan, welcome to the show. Great to have you here.
Be with you, Mark.
Always a pleasure. You know, I'm under orders from the GCO crew to remind everybody that you will be right down the road from me here in Atlanta with me next week, giving a nice talk and meeting with the fine folks at GeorgiaCarry.org. And we're really looking forward to that. And, of course, I'll be emceeing the event, so we're looking forward to having you here.
I'm really looking forward to it as well. I mean, we owe an awful lot to the Georgia Carry people, because the law that they got passed this year, virtually allowing you to carry in Georgia virtually anywhere, is a breakthrough all across the country and a precedent-setting piece of legislation, and one that I hope will be imitated all across the country very shortly.
Boy, you and me together. And I got to tell you, their executive director, good friend of ours, good friend of mine, Jerry Henry, he's famous in Bangladesh now as a result of that. He's been interviewed all over the world because of that. They're still calling.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I've been in this battle like a lot of years now. The international people watching what's happening in America with gun rights today is probably at an all-time high. both the media interest and public interest around the world for our right to keep and bear arms, with the world in chaos, is really taking off, and the media attention we're getting is at record levels.
Yeah, I know Jerry's been interviewed in languages he didn't even know existed around the world, Alan. So it's going to be an awful lot of fun next week, and really looking forward to having you here. So thanks for joining us at that event. That's going to be a lot of fun. I also want to spend a couple minutes now, because we don't have a lot of time with you. We're doing this quickly in this segment, and that is the GRPC, the Gun Rights Policy Conference, is coming up in September. Why don't you tell us about that? Let's invite everybody.
Oh, great. Yeah, everybody, all your listeners are invited. It's a national event, actually it's becoming an international event, because we will have people from out of the country, from gun rights groups across the globe as well. Some of them will be speaking at what's happening around the world or at the UN as well. But basically it's September 26th, 7 and 8, the evening of the 26th, the Friday night through Sunday afternoon, the 28th. It's in Chicago at the Hyatt Regency at O'Hare Airport. So we're actually not really in the city limits. We're just outside the city, but we're there to thumb our nose at them, obviously, for some of our great court victories we've had over the last few years. And it's free. All the materials, books, pamphlets, everything everybody gets is free. Lunch is free. The receptions are free. You have to pay for your own way to get there. And we've already got 400-plus activists already, enrolled for it, that are already registered. You can register for it online at saf.org, samalphafrank.org, or you can call us at our office as well. Phone number during the week is 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. And register. We'd love to have you, even if you're a novice gun rights activist, or you just decide you want to become involved in the cause, or just want to get more information so you really know what's going on and who's protecting your rights and who's attacking your rights. It's the place to be. It's the event of the year. And it's saf.org where you can register.
And I speak from personal experience. I'll never forget standing up at the podium and looking out at everybody, and you realize you're looking at the gun lobby, Alan. This is the gun lobby. When you hear the anti-gun media say the big bad gun lobby, that's it. It's there. It's right there in that room. And it's a fantastic event. And I got to tell you, if you make it, bring an extra suitcase or a big bag, because how much material do they walk away with? Free material do they get? It's a wealth of information they take home, isn't it?
Well over $200 worth of books alone that are given out free, which gives you a great Second Amendment library. And in fact, we're hoping to have my new book that'll be out there as well. And I'm going to not tell you much about it right now, but it's on the way to press. I'm hoping it's off press in time to distribute free to everybody that attends.
Did you hear that? Distribute free to everybody that attends. This is a fantastic event. It's in Chicago. As Alan said, saf.org. All of the information is right there to the right-hand side of the page. Just click the GRPC button, and it will take you right there. You can register on the site. It is free. And you get an opportunity to meet some of the biggest players in the gun rights movement today. All of them will be there. The big guys are there. Tom Gresham will be there. Alan will be there. I'll be there. Alan Corwin will be there. And just too many to mention here. I'm sure the speaker list is still building. Is that right, Alan?
Oh, yeah. There'll be about 60 different speakers. But some of the confirmed people are, John Lott will be there. John Fund from National Review, Fox News, Wall Street Journal fame will be there speaking as well. It's going to be action-packed. It moves really quick.
It's a lot of fun. Okay, in the short time that we have left, what have you got for us? Where do you want to go? I'm going to turn the mic over to you. What do listeners need to know?
Well, first of all, I really want to compliment the voters in Missouri this week for passing the constitutional amendment that now means that gun rights in Missouri have to have strict scrutiny applied to it, so that we now are on a par with other levels of the Bill of Rights, and judges just can't take that away from you by trying to use a rational basis test for how much the government can intrude on your rights. That's a really big victory, one also that I'd like to see copied in other states as well. And so I want to take my hats off, first of all, to all the Missouri voters who passed it with 61% of the vote amending their constitution, so that gun rights in Missouri now have strict scrutiny applied to it.
Can you explain that to the listeners? What does that mean? We're seeing a lot of stuff flying around the internet about gun control is dead in Missouri. Let's clarify what that means, can we?
Well, it now means the government, in order to serve any kind of public interest or public safety, has to do it in the most least restrictive ways possible when they try to infringe on Second Amendment rights. So you can't say, well, the government has an interest in policing this or doing that or whatever, and as a result, your rights just don't count anymore. At this point, the government has to use the highest standards to justify, just like they have to do when they infringe on First Amendment rights. It puts it on a par with the First Amendment, which is excellent in Missouri.
Yeah, Missouri, congratulations. Hats off to you. We'll be discussing that topic in later shows here on Armed American Radio, but congratulations to you. A lot of, you know, Alan, when we see on the news, we tend to see from the mainstream media, if all you do is headline surf, you get depressed. You think, well, we're losing this battle. But I got to tell you, I think we're winning this battle, aren't we?
Mark, we're winning the battle. There's no two ways about it. But the difference is, and this is what frustrates me, it's sort of like a football game where the rules have been changed. And if the other side scores one touchdown, they win. It doesn't matter how many points we score. Because once they score a touchdown, you lose your rights and it's hard to get them back. Almost every battle we win. But we can't afford to lose any because our rights are at stake.
Yeah, and the mainstream media doesn't tend to give you all of that information, so you really have to read these things. Alan, we've got about 30 seconds before we go to a break and before we cut you loose. Websites, one more time, what else do we have?
Well, the other really important thing is coming up, the battle in Washington State with initiatives 591 and 594 being the bad one. I've been working all week on those. The other side, a nonprofit 501c3 tax-exempt group, just dumped $1 million in TV ads against gun rights in Washington State to influence that ballot measure for the month of August. And we don't have the money to go up online yet with our spots until September.
All right, well, we're going to go ahead and push for that, saf.org. Alan Gottlieb, thank you very much for joining me for this quick segment and the updates. We'll see you on the radio here soon, and we'll see you next week for the Georgia Carry Convention. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters. We'll be back after this, filling your prescription for freedom.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you. Firearm safety is as important as breathing. If you own a gun, you need a safe from Sportsman Steel Safes. Sportsman is an American family business making quality vaults for over 30 years. Give my friend Matt a call for the weekly special. Tell him I sent you and he'll work out a deal. 888-681-4140. That's 888-681-4140. Talk to Matt before you buy your next safe. 888-681-4140 and visit SportsmanSteelSafes.com.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today. The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant. Often imitated, but never duplicated, the Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
As we all know, the Second Amendment is under attack. It's 2014, that's right, election year. And as a gun owner, I like to keep up with all the political news surrounding the Second Amendment. And the way I do that, IRFnews.com. IRFnews.com is a new concept in news gathering. One place, one stop, see what they're talking about, see what's going on, and protect the Second Amendment. Quite simple, IRFnews.com. And remember, the Second Amendment is not debatable.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
Peter Pumpkinhead, welcome back to the program. It's great to have you here. And a big hats off to Alan Gottlieb. You heard that rejoinder coming in, the Second Amendment Foundation, doing amazing work. I have the privilege of being able to introduce Alan Gottlieb next week to a group of, best I can describe it as some of the best Second Amendment activists and supporters that I've ever met in my life. And I'm proud to say I've been a member of that organization since its inception, when it had just a couple hundred members. Now, thousands and thousands strong, and you heard Alan Gottlieb talking about how Georgia's new law set precedent across the country. Now you see what's happening in Missouri. You see what happened in the state of Kansas. You're seeing what's happening across this great country, yet we still have to fight this terrible battle in New Jersey. And it is being highlighted right now by a young lady with the name Shanine Allen. If you have listened to this show last week or the week before, you've heard me discuss it. Coming up in this segment, I'll be talking with her attorney, Evan Knappen, who is handling this just disgraceful display of prosecutorial conduct in New Jersey. And we will talk about that in detail with Evan right now. Evan Knappen, attorney for Shanine Allen in New Jersey. Welcome to the program, Evan. This thing upsets me to the point it's even difficult to talk about without your blood boiling. How are you today?
I'm doing very well, thank you, and I'm really glad to be on your show and talk to the folks about this case, because this case is actually one of the best cases to highlight the evil of New Jersey's gun laws. And evil is really the word, because there is no justification for what they're doing to Shanine Allen and others, I might add. It's just that their case has no aggravating factors whatsoever. They just don't exist. If I'll just, in a nutshell, she's a single black mom, two kids. She was robbed twice. She lives in South Philly. She's a hard worker. She's a medical tech, a professional person, a real good law-abiding citizen trying to do her best. And she went and got her carry license from the city of Philadelphia. She went and bought her handgun lawfully from a dealer and the ammunition as well. Her crime was crossing the Benjamin Franklin Bridge into New Jersey, because when she crossed into New Jersey, she had a minor traffic matter, failure to maintain lane. That's it. Officer pulled her over. She immediately pulled over, handed her driver's license and her carry license over to the officer to make sure that he knew that she had a gun and wouldn't get upset or afraid or scared or any problems by her having a gun. Let him know right away, and then told him, it's right in my purse. And that led to her being arrested for illegal possession of her handgun, because she did not have a New Jersey carry permit. And New Jersey carry permit system is basically a fraud. Virtually no one can get it because of the incredibly ridiculous standard of justifiable needs that must be shown. So New Jersey refuses to recognize any other license from any state they feel that they are above the other 49 states. But here's the real problem. The real problem is not that she was honest and made a mistake, which she fully admitted. She was honest, upfront. She knows she made a mistake. The problem is, and here's the shocking part, that New Jersey's gun laws are so strict that the minimum mandatory sentence for what she's charged with doing is 3.5 years, no chance of parole. It is a minimum mandatory 3.5 years with a sentence that could go as high as 10 years. The last time we were in court was called plea cutoff, where the prosecutor is supposed to give the best deal they will ever give. And the best deal that prosecutor had for Shanine Allen was 5 years in state's prison with a minimum mandatory 3.5 years in state's prison, no chance of parole. All because her license was not from New Jersey, but from Pennsylvania.
A state, by the way, Evan, that the Brady campaign gives whopping A's every year to.
Right.
For their gun control. Let me point this out for you. This is the same judge. This is the Huffington Post I'm going to go to right now. The Huffington Post. When the Huffington Post gets this, we have a problem. And this is from a headline from the Huffington Post just this past week, 3 days ago. Judge who let Ray Rice off for domestic abuse pushes prosecution of Philly single mom. Take a listen to this, and I'm quoting from the Huffington Post. The same judge and prosecutor who let professional football star Ray Rice avoid a trial after beating his wife unconscious are pushing forward with the prosecution of Shanine Allen, a single mother who carried a gun into New Jersey without realizing her Pennsylvania permit didn't apply here. This, you've got to take that from me. You've got to try to explain that to me and my listeners, please.
Okay, here's the deal. First of all, the Huffington Post is absolutely right, and I think it is important to note that one of the things about her case is that even those that traditionally we think of as not on our side, meaning the side of gun owners, even they are getting this. Okay, so it is. There's a number of sources on what we'll just loosely call the left is also in support of Shanine. Now, how come this is so? Well, I'll tell you why. Ray Rice was indicted for aggravated assault, felony level, aggravated assault for his assault, allegedly, on his significant other, beating her into unconsciousness, which was shown on a video, no less. Okay? So it's not like a real hard case for the state to prove. But in New Jersey, aggravated assault, actual violence, is a third-degree crime, whereas simple unlawful possession of a handgun with no aggravating circumstances whatsoever is a second-degree crime, a higher-level offense. So if you're actually violent, that is a lesser felony level than if you merely have a gun.
It's despicable. Now, Sean, I hear you, and Evan is kind enough to stay with us for the remainder of this hour, and believe me, we're going to pelt him with questions. Mm-hmm. Listeners across this nation need to hear this, and we're going to give you information where you can simply click your mouse button and help this young woman, and you can help her. Take a listen to this. We'll close the segment out with this. Again, from the Huffington Post. Allen, 27, cried for a moment in the hallway with her son and his father after a judge denied her motion to dismiss weapons charges filed against her in October and refused to overturn a prosecutor's decision to deny her entry into a first-time offender diversion program. So Allen walked back into court, turned down a plea deal that would have given her a 3.5-year sentence, and decided to go to trial in October. Hoping, ladies and gentlemen, hoping that a jury would use some common sense, and not send a working mother of two to prison for not knowing New Jersey's gun laws. Evan Knapp and her attorney rejoins me for the remainder of this hour right after this. Don't go away. Despicable.
Yes, I Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated, never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. It's a real pleasure to have you here. I understand and was just notified that we may have experienced during the first segment, Alan Gottlieb, of course, was our guest. I say, of course, it appears that some of you may not have heard him. Sean, I guess we may have had a satellite issue. Is that correct? I mean, we're talking about an issue from the sky.
Yes.
That has been corrected,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. How does that work? You want to explain that quickly?
Believe me, it's too much for me to try to explain to everybody how that technology works.
So those of you around the country who may be wondering what happened, or if you were listening to an internet feed or an app of the live program across this nation or anywhere in the world,
that was a satellite problem. But we are back up. Everything is fine, and we've got notification that we're good to rock and roll. So if you want to hear Alan Gottlieb, and we ask you to, I'll direct you to the podcast at armedamericanradio.com. You can pick it up from iTunes or anywhere else and listen to that first segment with Alan. Important stuff. Now, I want to start as we continue with Evan Knappen. You know, it wasn't long ago when we heard the following from our president, because he likes to interject himself into things that he has no business interjecting himself into. I don't know. Kings can. When he said, if I had a son, he would look like Trayvon Martin. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? When he said that? Well, Prez, you have two daughters. Might either of them look like Shanin Allen? Evan, welcome back.
Hi there. Glad to be back. And, it's not surprising what cases he wants to interject himself into and which ones he does not. But the fact is that my brother, who's an attorney in my firm as well, who is joining with me in the fight, he said Shanin Allen is the Rosa Parks of national reciprocity and gun rights.
Yeah, okay.
She is. And this is what's happening because underlying all of this is an institutionalized racism. Because the earliest gun laws in New Jersey banned blacks from having guns, and it's run through the entire history of gun control.
Sure,
and
is.
It's sexist as well, because here you have a woman who wants to protect herself from violent assault being denied the means to do so. So it's just across the board, you would think that those who really believe in civil rights would recognize that this is an outrageous violation of civil rights, but as I said, you have to really believe in civil rights to see that.
Evan, I have to ask you this question. I want to go back to Ray Rice momentarily. I know there's a lot of people out there like me scratching their heads, wondering why would a judge and a prosecutor let off a guy? Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about the video that you've seen all over the internet, all over the news, of Ray Rice dragging his knocked out wife out of the elevator. You've seen this video.
Okay.
Why would that judge do that?
The judge did it because the prosecutor has tremendous discretion when it comes to who gets put into what's called PPI. That's the diversionary program for first time offenders. And they have such discretion that the standard is so high that you have to show patent and gross abuse of discretion before a judge will overturn such a decision. However, we've had other cases in other counties where judges on guys and gals who carry licenses found patent and gross abuse of discretion. But here in that county, they don't do that. And so the prosecutor's decision on PPI remains. And because this is a higher level offense than even someone who's actually allegedly violent, like Ray Rice, which we've seen on that video, doesn't matter. You know, I told the prosecutor I got a great deal. I said, Shanin will take a 2-game suspension. How's that?
Oh, absolutely beautiful.
No, didn't want to go for that. No, didn't want to go for that one. So this is what we're dealing with, and the law in New Jersey is so out of control. It is so draconian, extreme, and harsh that the room for anything being done unless the prosecutor exercises his discretion doesn't exist. If the judge wants to back the prosecutor's play under the law, he's able to. And what you have here is a perfect storm, because this prosecutor has instituted, and the judge said this on the bench, a policy of not putting people who have carried licenses from other states and make this common mistake into PTI. And keep in mind, why is it a common mistake? I'll tell you why. Because people think that your carry license is like your driver's license. And that's not a far-fetched assumption to make, especially when you consider that you don't get background checked, fingerprinted, and have local police crawl up your butt before you're issued a carry license, before you're issued a driver's license, in the way that you're issued a driver's license. Getting a carry license is far more involved an administrative process. Yet, the carry license does not have national reciprocity. If we had national reciprocity, Shanin Allen would not be facing the ordeal that she's facing, where New Jersey gun laws are poised to destroy her, nothing less than destroy her, turn her into a felon, and lock her away for a minimum of 3.5 years away from her two young children.
Yeah,
that's what we're talking about here.
It is disgraceful, and it leads me to a number of questions. Now, I have a lot of fans out there right now who are gearheads like me. Sean, now I know you have a question, but I want to get this point out before I go to you, okay? There are the gearheads out there right now, and that's these are the guys that eat and sleep Second Amendment freedoms and rights. And I know there's a lot of them saying, because I've seen the emails, she should have known the law before she went across state lines. How do you respond to that?
I'll tell you how. First of all, I agree. It's a good thing for everyone to know the law. I've written 4 books on New Jersey gun law and on New Hampshire gun law as well. And I agree, knowledge is power. However, saying that Shanine should have known the law is like blaming a rape victim for getting raped. Okay? Not how it works. The problem is New Jersey's law is so unreasonable, so harsh, so draconian, so out of step with the rest of the country that to say she deserves this punishment because, quote, she didn't know is absurd. That's the problem. The problem is with the law. And, yes, she admits she made a mistake. Fine. I think there might be a way to resolve this short of making her a convicted felon, taking away her civil rights because she becomes a felon, taking away her gun rights, and locking her away for 3.5 years in state prison with no chance of parole. You know, to say, oh, she should have known, come on.
That's what we're talking about here. The meat of this conversation is not that. The meat of what we're talking about here is the unfairness. Yeah.
Exactly.
Of this draconian gun control push, this utter unfairness of what we're talking about. Should she? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, look, if you have a carry permit, there are sites you can go to. You can go to the USCCA.com, USCCA.com, and click on the reciprocity link and find out where your permit is valid and where it is not. You can go to handgunlaw.us and find out the same thing. Do that. But that doesn't change the fact that turning someone who makes a mistake into a convicted felon and destroying their lives, nothing short of words I can't say because I'm not on satellite radio. Shanto, you have a question, please.
Yeah, real quick. Evan, let me ask you a question. Is this is she being used to kind of get a message for not bringing your weapons to New Jersey? Is this a political thing as well?
I think, you know, according to some outspoken idiotic anti-gunners, they like this. They like that this is happening to her, and they don't care if she gets destroyed in the process, because their belief is it doesn't matter that Shanine Allen is destroyed. It doesn't matter about any of the statistics and facts that we all know are true about firearms saving lives. The only thing that matters is that guns don't cross over into New Jersey, even by licensed thieves. And so as far as they're concerned, they think it's a wonderful message. Well, I'll tell you what, I disagree, and I think the court of public opinion finds that putting New Jersey's gun law on trial, if you will, at least in terms of people understanding this case, should hopefully bring about change. And as we speak,
I need to stop you right there, Evan. We're getting ready to take a break, so hold on to that thought. Here's my question before we go to the break. Where are the women's groups? Where's Now? Where's Moms Demand Action? How about it, Moms? Back after this.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America. And we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com. K-E-L-T-E-C Weapons.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds and a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with 2 magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WaltherArms.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection-molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com.
If you own a gun, you need a safe. Period. American made, American owned. SportsmanSteelSafes.com. Now, back to Mark.
Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network. I am Mark Walters. Again, I want to apologize to our affiliates across the country if you missed some of the show. Some of you might be sitting here thinking, why did it switch over to another program? That's because there wasn't supposed to be dead air there, so we apologize for that satellite switching problem that didn't have anything to do with us. But welcome back to the program. It's great to have you here. Sean,
I didn't mess up.
It wasn't your fault, so I can't have fun with that on the air. I would like to be able to do that, but I can't. Okay, couple things here with our guest, Evan Knappen. First, Evan, I want to direct people to your website, where they can click the link and see everything they need to see about Shanine and where they can help her with as little as a dollar in the Legal Defense Fund. Fair enough?
Fine. I appreciate it. Check out evannappen.com, EvanNappen.com.
And donate to this young woman's cause. This highlights, Evan, what the anti-gun agenda truly is. This has nothing to do with stopping crime. This has nothing to do with gun safety. You know, all those safety classes they don't teach. This has nothing to do with criminals. This has nothing to do with gangbangers. This has to do with guns, period, at whatever cost. Their agenda is to remove guns from society, and they don't care who gets hurt in the process. Now, my question for you is this. Chris Christie, you did phenomenal work on the case of Brian Aitken. Of course, you were on this show a number of times as this young man was railroaded by the state of New Jersey and spent time on a 7-year sentence he was given in a New Jersey penitentiary before groups like ours came out just in droves and helped get this man's sentence commuted from the governor. The pressure was put on him. Now, Christie, of course, has designs on the White House. He's been silent in this issue. What can the governor do or say right now to help?
Okay. The governor's office, I know, is aware of the issue. There have been a lot of activists that have made it a point to make him known about it, make him very aware of it. But the thing is this. I don't blame him at the moment for not taking any action because the system, although to this point has failed, Shanine, it isn't over yet. And I believe that this jury trial where we have 12 ordinary people who actually hear her story, that we can win this and that a jury will do what the judge and the prosecutor didn't do. Now, should the system still fail her, well, then, of course, we would look to relief from any angle, be it appeal and or the governor. And remember, that's what happened with Brian Aitken. He went through a trial where the judge denied him the exemptions being read to the jury, the defenses, the very things he fell under, which was moving between residences, having his guns with him. The jury even asked the judge 3 times for the exemption, and the judge wouldn't read it to them. So that failure of the system there, Governor Christie absolutely did the right thing in granting his clemency. So at this time, I have to say, you know, unlike the president who jumps into issues that he believes in, Christie hasn't jumped into this, but that doesn't mean that ultimately we won't ask for his support, nor does it mean ultimately we would get his support either. It's just that so far the judicial branch hasn't gotten to that point of being post-trial.
And I want to point out, I understand the politics of this, and I know my listeners who have thinking caps on and don't just feel but are capable of thinking understand the politics behind this, too. It's probably not the time for him to come out and say anything yet. But I do want to point out that you said, should the system fail her? What that means is, should she become a convicted felon and be sentenced to a minimum 3.5 years in prison? That's what will happen if the system, quote unquote, fails her. Now, I want to thank 911 backers to this point on the Shanine Allen Legal Defense Fund who have raised 131% of the requested $25,000 goal. That number is up to $32,925 right now. Don't stop. She needs your help and needs a lot more than that, Evan.
And it really speaks volumes to the number of backers and people that have no obligation whatsoever to do anything for Shanine that have stepped up to the plate and are doing something. That sends quite a message by itself. And she really appreciates it, and not just for the money, but knowing that people are out there supporting her, because this is not an easy thing for any person to go through. This is very gut-wrenching, and it is high anxiety and a lot of fear. And you're dealing with New Jersey and its notorious ways. So this is very important in terms of the public supporting her. It really means a lot. So I want to thank those that have done so.
That's extremely important. You can only imagine that you said high level of stress. You can only imagine the high level of stress. If you think you have stress in your life, put yourself in this young woman's shoes. I want to give a hats off here and a thanks to Republican, New Jersey Republican Assemblyman, a Dancer. What is his full name?
Ronald Dancer, and he is Assemblyman who has proposed Shanine's law for the state of New Jersey, which will fix these minimum mandatory penalty provisions and make it so that folks like Shanine do not have to face minimum mandatory sentences and can actually get admitted into PTI. And so you have the Shanine's law at the state level, and you have Shanine's law at the national level, which is national carry reciprocity, which will protect all Americans who happen to go through New Jersey with their lawfully licensed handgun that is necessary, of course, for self-defense, which is also a protected right under the Second Amendment, not just guns, but also the right to self-defense. And
yeah, well, because we all know, Evan, that New Jersey's strict gun laws have stopped crime in New Jersey.
Well, sure. That's why Camden is the murder capital of the United States, and although it does compete with Washington, D.C., to be the, you know, but they keep vying for number one. Yep.
Yeah, rough town, Camden, no doubt about that. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you live in New Jersey, if you live in New Jersey, the bill is A3608. A3608. Please contact your state representative and ask them to co-sponsor this much-needed legislation in New Jersey to fix some of these draconian laws. I believe, Evan, that what's going to happen here is you're going to see a sea change with what we've seen with the Palmer case in D.C., with Illinois losing the battle and having to write checks to the great Alan Gottlieb and Alan Gura all the time, that we're going to begin to see that sea change in the state of New Jersey. And it's unfortunate that people like Shanine have to go through this process to help get us there. But this is a civil rights battle. There's no question about it. This is an enumerated right in our Constitution. And we will win this battle if everybody pulls together. Do you share that sentiment?
I do share that sentiment. I know in my heart that we are right, the truth is on our side, that we will be successful. It's a little painful getting there, but we're going to get there. And just looking at the rise of carry licensing in the last 20 years is astounding. And let me say that everybody who carries and has a firearm for self-defense is another person with a vested interest in the Second Amendment, and as unfortunately our hunting lands and the ability to hunt diminish, what's going to maintain the right to keep and bear arms are individuals who have guns for self-defense.
I got to stop you right there. That's a perfect place to cut you. I've got to do it. We're getting ready to end this hour. Evan, thank you so much for fighting this fight on Shanine's behalf. We'll continue to give out this information every single hour and every week on this program, and we'll follow up with you shortly and bring you back to give us some updates as this case moves through the courts in New Jersey. Carry on, carry off, and carry everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Back after this.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby, like a dark and deep. Tell us me by the clam, but now, baby.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips,
like tactical movement throughout your house. And in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.